In Berlin this weekend, the Altes Museum opens an exhibition of paintings from the 17th century Giustiniani collection. Included in the show are five rare paintings by the Italian Baroque artist Caravaggio. NPR's Guy Raz has this preview.
The Altes Museum has served as a backdrop to modern German history. The grand neoclassical building stands on the northern edge of what used to be the Royal Pleasure Garden in the 18th century. Adolf Hitler spoke to mass rallies from the steps of the museum. The communist East German government almost tore it down. Today, the Altes Museum is celebrated by many as the birthplace of art history. Hans-Ulrich Kessler, who is a curator at the museum, says that when Prussian King Frederick Wilhelm III built the Altes Museum, his idea was to display a newly acquired collection of art, the Giustiniani collection.
And he bought from this collection 157 paintings in Paris after the Battle of Waterloo. And he was buying these and brought them to Berlin, and he had first idea to put them in his different castles. But he had some advisors who were very smart, and they told him it would be much better to build a museum to educate the people of Berlin and to show systematically the history of art. This was developed here in Berlin, in this museum.
King Frederick dubbed his new artwork the Prussian Collection. It showed the development of art spanning three centuries. Central to the collection were five paintings by Michelangelo Merisi, who was known as Caravaggio. During the Second World War, much of the collection was lost. Only two of the five Caravaggios survived the war. And after Berlin was divided, those two paintings were also divided by the wall. One was in the west, the other in East Berlin. Now, 60 years later, surviving parts of the Giustiniani collection that were originally purchased by King Frederick have been reunited in the Altes Museum. The collection also includes several works by Lorenzo Lotto, Giovanni Baglioni, and several Dutch artists who were influenced by Caravaggio. Caravaggio left behind a few dozen paintings, but their impact on the development of art was revolutionary. The Oxford Companion to Art says Caravaggio stands for uncompromising and unselective naturalism. He was obsessed with capturing the moment in his artwork and rarely sketched his subjects. Caravaggio's oil paint usually meant a blank canvas. The centerpiece of this exhibition is Caravaggio's Incredulity of St. Thomas. The artist was inspired by the story of St. Thomas, doubting the existence of the resurrected Christ.
What's a good point about this is how to change from one media to the other, from the world to the paint, you know? And this makes art. How do I tell a story which is written and make this in a painting? And he just had a black background. And what is very interesting is also the effect of light and shadow, which is very unusual during this period.
The other Caravaggio masterpiece, Cupido Victorious, is also on show here. When it was painted in 1601, its erotic portrayal of a young Cupid caused a stir in Rome.
And it's very provocative because he's nude and he's young, he's beautiful. And this was commissioned by Vincenzo Giustiniani. And this was hung up in a room and was closed with a green curtain. And it is said that it was so brilliant that it overshadowed all the other paintings in the collection.
Caravaggio in Prussia is on display until the middle of September. After that, it will be dismantled and the pieces will, once again, scatter around the world. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.